Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Thank you for putting up with us and for hanging out with us. And hopefully you're learning some things. Maybe we even give you a smile every once in a while. I hope to. And we do that with by bringing you our great Brain Trust members, outstanding folks, new friends too, from time to time, who become great Brain Trust members. We've done that over the years, thousands of times in the last 21 years. So I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One from my my new book, The Third Ingredient, is the number three, thethirdingredient.com. You know, folks, something happened this week that I want to point to your attention to. In my new book, The Third Ingredient, I predicted something that I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler alert on. One of the elements in the book that on over in the book is about something I thought corporate America might do, especially the data miners, the big data miners like Facebook, like Google, like Amazon, people like that, that they might do in the future to when they ran out of ways to get access to you. When they couldn't go any further than they'd been, and they needed to, they just had maxed out their access of you're giving them access to your information. When they'd maxed that out, and they needed to find another competitive advantage, I predicted that they would start asking you if you'd sell it to them, if people would sell them access, but you have to give them full access. Would you do that? And when I wrote that in the book, the early readers thought I was nuts. They thought I was crazy. They said, "No, what are you talking about? That's not going to happen." A lot of people thought I was crazy when I wrote that. But you know what, folks? It's come to pass. Did you see the news this week? Facebook announced that they paid people for full access to their activity. Now, I hasten to get on the table the actual circumstances, the actual relationship. The people knew it what they were going to do. Any young people, any teenagers that were involved had full parental permission. The amount they paid was nominal, I think $20 or something. I'm not sure how often that was, but they were given more access than Facebook would ordinarily have for a fee, for a price. So you could say, well, okay, that's a business transaction. What's wrong with that? That happens all the time, right? That's the kind of deal that has been going on for a long time. One company says to another, hey, let's do business, and you tell me something you know, I'll tell you something I know, and we'll both profit from it. Yeah, that happens. So you can say, what's wrong with that? And there isn't anything wrong with that, except that it's about your life. It's not about a product, making something to sell. It's about your life and who you talk to. They had access to who they talked to, and I think they had access to their instant messages. I think it was pretty comprehensive coverage of the lives of these people online, their online life. And so, standing alone, what Facebook did was okay, with nothing wrong with it. But think about the implications. This is something that I've been talking about for a long time now with you, about how to help you become a better CEO of your company by becoming the futurist of your company. And the way you become the futurist of your company and a better CEO is by when you see things happen, even if it's not necessarily doesn't hit you between the eyes from a relevant standpoint, but it's something that happens dramatically enough that it gets your attention, start asking yourself, okay, what are the implications of that? Take that out another step. Take that two steps out, three steps out. What? Let's play a little chess with that. And when you study the implications, when you think about the implications, you start to see where the future is headed. And that's what futurists do. They use that kind of foresight. And you can do that. Now back to Facebook. Facebook, in my opinion, did a trial run of what I predicted would become pervasive in the future in my new book, The Third Ingredient. Facebook did a trial run. Now, I'm not trying to sell you my book. I've already sold plenty of books. I hope you buy it, but if you don't, that's fine. I'm just bringing this up because a lot of people disagreed with me. Facebook did a trial run on buying access. And guess what? People bought it. People took the money and turned over their... What is that? So in my opinion, this wasn't so much of what Facebook got from those people as much as what Facebook found out, what people were willing to do. They discovered that people said, well, they already have everything I got anyway, probably. Why wouldn't I just get money for it? That's that right there, folks. That's the scary part. That's the part I worry about. Therein lies peril. Therein lies a problem for the future. I just want you to think about that. As you see, and you'll start noticing these things will start popping up more and more. I'll be reminding you about them, and you can start collecting these implications with me. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.